is how is the mitzvah of Sibriyat Tzitzis and the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah integrated with one another? Okay, so Victoria, why don't you read the first source for us, which is very familiar, which is the Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel. As we say in the field, let's get that man a source sheet. Okay.
Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, Kol Shelo Amar Shloshat Tavarim Elo BaPesach Lo Yasai Yedei Chavato VeElohem Pesach Matzah UMatzah Pesach Al Shem ShePesach HaMakom HaBatei Avotinu BaMitzrayim Matzah Al Shem SheNigalu Avotinu BaMitzrayim Or Al Shem SheMaru HaMitzrayim Chayei Avotinu BaMitzrayim.
Okay, well done. So what we pointed out last week, Dov, was that what is the reference, what is the direct object of Lo Yasai Yedei Chavato, Stwer, which Chova? I mean, of the two chovos that are possible, because right, there are only two mitzvahs, I say, that are on the table.
Well, no, the tzipor is not in here.
Well, right, that's the way we interpret it, and I think that's a simple interpretation of the Mishnah, that, right, Rabbi Gamliel says, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of tzipor yitzias Mitzrayim if you didn't... Right, so we noted at the time that who says, okay, it doesn't mean that you didn't fulfill your chova entirely, it just means you didn't fulfill your chova the best possible way, which Rishon has that formulation exactly. Jacob? Victoria? Actually, I think that's a... I would give half credit on that. The Ran is the one, who uses that formulation. Though, in general, the Ran is the last of the Mohicans, right? He's the last of the Chachmei Sfarad, right? So a lot of the ideas started with the Ramban. I actually wonder. I toggle back and forth about whether the Ran got that formulation from the Ramban. You'll see why I'm misipak about it in about 15 minutes. But in any event, right, that's what the Ran says. He doesn't mean that lo yatsi de chovaso entirely. Victoria, what analog would you quote from the Rambam in terms of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, where there's a very interesting usage of the term of lo yatsi de chovaso, but, you know, we don't really know that he means lo yatsi de chovaso in the total sense.
You know what I mean? If you didn't say Shema, or...
Well, you said Shema, but you didn't say?
Zman.
Okay, Zman is one area where it comes up. Yeah. What I had in mind was, we'll talk a little about that, but Dov. Okay, Jacob?
You need Kavanah, so I feel like...
Right, now that you definitely need. But what about the fact that the Gemara says, Kol Mishlo Amar Emes V'yatziv V'boker Emes V'amuna V'erev Lo Yatzi De'chovaso. So the big question is, and the Rambam writes that, right, so the simple interpretation of the Rambam is that what he really means is that if you didn't say Emes V'yatzi, if you didn't say Emes V'amun, you didn't fulfill your Chiyuv Kriyat Shema, which sounds quite radical. I mean, let's say you said Kriyat Shema and you were Miyached all of the, Sphiros beforehand, and you were Yoshev Betanis, and, you know, you said Kriyat Shema and then you passed out before you got to Emes V'yatzi, Emes V'amun, it seems somewhat cruel that you didn't fulfill your Chiyuv. So that guy with Maimunio says, he doesn't really mean you didn't fulfill your chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, he said you didn't fulfill your chiyuv of Birchos Kriyat Shema. Problem with that is it sounds like a tautology. Well, of course he didn't say Birchos Kriyat Shema, you didn't fulfill your chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, so it probably can't mean that. So the Ramach says, it's quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, means that you didn't fulfill your chiyuv of Kriyat Shema kira'oi. You get half credit. Okay. What does it mean? It means that there are various levels on which you could fulfill your chiyuv. You could go to the gas station and get regular, you could get diesel, you could get super. I mean, these are realms that I haven't experienced. I always get regular unleaded. Since I'm 17 years old, I have an unbroken streak of regular unleaded. I mean, right? I'm not even go race diesel. But the point is that you can do things on various levels. That's presumably what it means. So here, right, this is the Ran says. The Ran says, you know, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, L'yatzdei Chovaso in the ultimate sense of the term. However, and that's the thing, you know, it could mean that. Alternative, it could mean, as we spoke about last week, maybe you just didn't fulfill your, you know, this is not, you know, as they used to tell us misogynistically, you know, in yeshiva, right? What's that? What did they used to say about this? Right? There is no half credit. You just didn't fulfill your chiyuv altogether, right? What's that? No, I skipped over that when you said you were bracing yourself. I skipped over the first half of the line that they used to taunt us. But in any event, that's the interpretation we had last week. But what about an alternative possibility? Dove was already toying with the idea. That it wasn't that you missed your chiyuv Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rav Gamliel really means you didn't fulfill your chiyuv of. What's the only other possibility? What's the only other mitzvah d'oraisa that could
it's
be
eating the Korban Pesach? But, right?
See, you're yourself?
Well, that will be part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, but Zechira is a mitzvah every day. Right. So presumably Rabbi Gamliel is not relating to that, but... Okay, so let's take a look.
Well, he also thinks that just if your Seder, your Sipur didn't distill these three essences...
Right.
I mean, you know, if you just came around and talked about things totally not necessarily related, peripherally related to Pesach, he would say that you're not... Right.
But what chova? There can only be two chovos. What's that?
But those are all things that we have.
So it could either be the chova of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but there's only one other mitzvah that could possibly be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it says Shalom.
Mark, you said it.
This is Shalom Amar.
What's that? Kol Mi Shalom Amar. Ah, so Mark, take a look at the Marsha. Take a look at the Marsha, and then we'll have Victoria read the Ramban. But the Marsha actually says Lo Yatsi De Chovasa doesn't mean Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It means that you didn't fulfill your mitzvah achila of these three elements. Reish Perakama.
Kashin chutz mei Pesach, v'chatat dipsulim shelo lishman, v'ta'am ha'inyan mefurash shem v'pi pigmam v'rachkam min ha'kedusha ba'itapi kiruv l'kedusha d'hanizvachim l'shamam.
Val korchach, Amar Gamliel.
D'gam achilat haba'alim yem mefurash.
So the Marsha is a massive chiddush here. The Rav was mitzayin this Marsha that what Rabbi Gamliel meant, and he said Lo Yatzei De Chovaso, was that actually the mitzvah of achilas matzah, the mitzvah of achilas maror, the mitzvah of achilas karban pasach has to be done totally and completely lishma, which is why you need an amira. Now he has a whole cosmic theory about why this is true, but the truth of the matter is, the Rav pointed out is that it may be a Ramban already. The Ramban wrote it in the Sefer Milchamos Hashem. Right? Why did the Ramban? What is the Sefer Milchamos Hashem? Victoria, what's that?
It's on the Ram. On the Rif, I mean.
It's on the Rif. So, what was the history? Why did he call it the War of God?
Because he was in a fight with the Baal HaMor.
Right. So the Rif wrote the Sefer Halachos, and the Baal HaMor, Rabbi Nizrachi Alevi, at the ripe old age of. When did the Baal HaMor put the finishing touches on the Sefer HaMa'or? It was about 18. Right, exactly. Which is just, I mean, stop the shiur now, right? Go home. It's like Picasso's father, you know, when he saw Picasso at 7, right? He gave it up. So, yeah, but the Rambam only wrote the Perush and Mishnayos at 18. Big deal. Between breakfast and lunch, right? But or they say recess and lunch. But the Baal HaMor, right, wrote an amazing critique of the Rif. So the Ramban was, you know, and again, this wasn't just a fight. This was a geographic fight. Because where is the Baal HaMor living?
In
Provence, right? So the Ramban feels the holy indignation of Chachmei Sfarad to defend their intellectual father, who's the Rif, right? Remember the Rif?
Rif was living in Morocco.
The Rif lived in North Africa from 1013 to 1103. In 1075, it was essentially a blood libel. He had to cross the Straits of Gibraltar into Spain. He sets up a yeshiva there, and this is an amazing story of how somebody, you know, after being uprooted at that stage of life, could accomplish so much. He sets up a yeshiva in Spain. His primary Talmud there, Dov, becomes the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash trains Rabbeinu Maimon Hadayon, who trains the Rambam, right? And because the Rif had the resilience not to be depressed about, you know, and stuck. Is this an amazing story? So the Rif is the right ideological forefather of Chachmei Sfarad. So the Ramban, in holy indignation, right, 200 years later, that this young 18-year-old chutzpahdik teenager from Provence who wrote this book attacking the Rif, yeah, called the Sefer HaMor, and he dared to call it the Book of the Light, right? So he writes this retort called the Milchamos Hashem, that these are the wars of God.
So this is Ramban.
The Ramban wrote the Milchamos Hashem. So from the perspective of genre, the Ramban basically wrote two different kinds of work. The Ramban wrote original works, and, you know, his Chidushim al Hashas, his Chidushim on the Torah. But the Ramban also wrote a lot of polemical works. I don't mean polemical in the sense that, like, you know, they're devoid of content. There's, like, massive chidushim in them, but where he was defending previous authorities. So we, of course, know about the Vikuach, right, 1263 in Barcelona, where he's defending all of Judaism. But in a micro scale, right, he wrote not just the Milchamas Hashem, what's Ramban's other great work, which is a defense of an earlier authority against the attack of a whippersnapper, as he saw it. Not a whippersnapper in this case, but... Victoria? Mark? The Hasagos on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos was largely a critique of the work of the Baal Halachos Gedolos. Right? The Baal Halachos Gedolos, we don't know exactly who he was, where he's from, the Baal Halachos Gedolos. And the Ramban's Hasagos, basically every Hasaga is, goes something like this. The Rambam critiques the Bahag for the following reasons. It may be that in this case I agree with the Bahag. It may be in this case I agree with the Rambam, but right, even if the Bahag was wrong, he wasn't an idiot, and this is why he said what he said. Okay, so it starts with the first mitzvah in the Torah. Right, according to the Rambam, the first mitzvah in the Torah is
Ramban.
According to the Rambam, what's the first mitzvah in the Torah? You just do it nice systematically. What? Go ahead. No, I just didn't hear what you said. Well, no. The first mitzvah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He organizes that thematically. He says that you have to believe in God. So Ramban says, I happen to agree that believing in God is a mitzvah, but the Bahag, who said it wasn't a fool, because there is, in fact, a Mechilta which says that it doesn't make sense to have a commandment to believe in God, because how could you have a command? It's a total tautology. So a commandment to believe in God, right? If you didn't believe in God, right, you don't have any concept of a commandment. So that's what the Mechilta says. So in any event, that it starts at the beginning and it goes through the whole thing. Okay, so the Ramban writes here, just Ella, oh, so Victoria, sorry, you were going to read this.
Sure. Did you cut out all the fun parts?
But I just zeroed in on the part where he says what he thinks Rabbi Gamliel means.
Okay.
And now you see why. Exactly, that's why I'm having you read it, because you pointed out is that sometimes lo yatzi de chavas in the context of kriyat shema means you didn't do it at the ideal time. But we're not going to force you to go back and. And read it because we assume that on some level you have fulfilled your obligation. So what's clear? It's just amazing. The Rav's virtuosity. This isn't just a great Baal Chiddush, but right that the Rav. It's amazing. The Rav knows every Melchamos. It's just astounding, right? What's that? Oh, really? He knows that?
Yeah.
I should talk to him more about Milchamos Hashem. Okay, yeah. So she says, oh, by the way, the Milchamos also held this way. The Milchamos also said that Rabbi Gamliel really meant was, lo yatzi de chovaso means on the mitzvah of achila, not on the mitzvah of sipor yitzias mitzrayim. And so that lo yatzi de chovaso, the only question is, are we going to make you go back and eat more matzah? We're not going to make you go back and eat it. Okay, fine. You're still mekayim the mitzvah on a basic level. So what do you see here? That there are really two different ways of reading Rabbi Gamliel. Last week we spoke about it as a din in Sipur Yetzias is clearly the pshat, but now we're already seeing is that Rabbi Gamliel, right, could be interpreted differently, that actually it integrates the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and when there is an Achilas Karban Pesach, and there is a mitzvah of Achilas Mara on the Doraisa level, because remember, the mitzvah of Achilas Mara is only Doraisa when there is a, and why is that, Victoria? It says al matzos and marim yochlu. There's no separate pasuk which says you have to eat mara. How do we know that there's an independent mitzvah of eating matzah? Ba'erev tochlu matzos. Very good. So it all just goes back to the scripture itself. But that in any event, that the mitzvah would have two components. Of course, there's the physical act, but the mitzvah is only done in toto if it's done in Kansas. No, what if?
Right. It's hard to say
what Rabbi Gamliel meant. Right, that it has a verbal component. Okay, so now what we're going to try to explore is the Rambam clearly doesn't agree that Rabbi Gamliel is a din in the Achilas Matz and the Achilas Mar and the Achilas HaPesach, but I think that there is an analog to this that the Rav tried to develop within Shitas HaRambam about what the Ramban and the Maharsha may have already started to point out for us. In other words, is there actually a second dimension of the mitzvah Achilas Matzah? Again, for the Ramban and the Maharsha, that there are two components of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, right? That there's the actual physical act of eating, but it's coupled with a particular kind of an amira, which for the Marsha, let's say, makes it, you know, brings it closer to the Kedusha, whatever it is. What I'm trying to point out is that there's an analog to that in the Rambam. It obviously takes out a different form, but let's now read the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin. We've seen some of these Rambams already, but what I'll try to do is put them in a little bit of a new light. So Jacob, you've drawn the longest source. So go ahead. You're going to take source 4 for us.
I just want to say one.
Yeah, please.
So, I mean, you know, normally we think, you know, normally I think of like almost Rabbi Gamliel as almost like a mantra. You have to say these three things that night. But if it's a whole din in just Lashma, so the fact that you say bracha, you should.
Well, that's the Marsha. Marsha is bothered by that, and that's what was Mark read. Just go back to that second line that Mark read. Lo matzino b'shar mitzvos debaya sheyomer behen al shema al shema desagi lehu bebrach al mitzvah al tam ha'inyin, and then he goes on. There's a whole cosmic theory about it. So the Marsha is right sensitive to your point, right? And he tries to, right, as the Elton Zeta would have said, right. Your gevalt tzun bavor and dekasher, right? He tries to avoid the question, right? But okay.
Okay, so Hilchos Chametz.
This is a cross cultural experience, Victoria.
Mitzvah saseh shel
Torah. Let's say it in Ladino next time.
Benisim v'neflod shenasu lav v'senu v'mitzrayim. B'leil chamisha osu benisim shenemar zochor es yom hazeh asher yitzasen. K'mo shenemar zochor es yom haShabbos.
Okay, so this we've dealt with at great length, right? The Rambam switch from the Sefer HaMitzvos to the Mishnah Torah. Very good.
Minayin shebeleil chamisha asar, Talmud lemer v'higadeto leben chobayama ulemer ba'avur zeh, v'shah sheyesh matzu moro munachim lefanecha.
Okay, so already, right, you already can tell, right, the bold and the underline. So what is the tantalizing possibility that's raised by, we know that the original source of this, v'shah sheyesh matzu moro munachim lefanecha, is what? It's not a Rambam. The Rambam is just quoting it. We saw it from the Pesukim up. Guys, we built it up from the ground level. That's why this is exciting. Where was this original text from? This is a Mechilta. So Rambam is quoting the Mechilta. So what's the tantalizing possible? The Mechilta means at the simplest level that the Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be done with certain props. And those props include the matzah and the maror. Tomorrow we'll talk about yet a third prop. But what tantalizing possibility is raised by this line in the Mechilta? Right? That? Dove? Okay, so let's go a little bit further and then maybe we'll... let's just keep in mind, right, that already a seed has been planted. Okay, a tree grows in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Mitzvah lehodil levonim v'afil lo sha'al shenemar v'higadat levincho l'fi daito shal ben avim olamdo keza im haya katan on tipesh amla b'ni kulano hayine avadim kamo shivkazu.
So the Rav, I'm just going to take a 30-second tangent. The Rav thought that why is it only when it comes to the Ben HaChacham that we mention Moshe Rabbeinu? And now when it comes to what the Rambam calls, I wouldn't use this term, but just to be accurate, the Rambam does, right? Tipesh, for the Ben Tipesh, you don't.
You're fearful that in the context of the same reason that Moshe isn't mentioned in the Haggadah, specifically because you don't want to think that he is more than just the agent of what happened.
So I happen to agree with Mark. That would be the shot that I would favor. The Rav didn't say that. I think the Rav doesn't. No. I agree with you. I don't like the Rav's shot in this area. The Rav said it's because that when it comes to the Chacham, what you're really telling him is about Matan Torah, and that's what the reference is. Nisim Shenasu Lanu Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu is not Mashi'ir Lanu B'Mitzrayim V'Nisim Shenasu Lanu Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning Nisim Shenasu Lanu Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu is after that on the journey from Egypt to Sinai. I don't think that's the pshat. I think that's incorrect. I agree with Mark. But I just wanted to point that out. That's in the Siach HaGrid Haggadah.
It's in the sources we had. That was in the Bavur Zeh, right?
What's that?
What is this?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, again, as the Mechilta said, Bavur Zeh is L'Kayim is HaMitzvos, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the way the simple Mechilta is. B'Shal Sheish Matzu Mar Munachim L'Panach. You say Bavur Zeh, so I could keep the Mitzvah. It happened to me that Mark had a different shot in Bavur Zeh, Mark had the Zionist pshat to Bavur Zeh, right, in the land of Israel, which again had some support from the Psukim. And we remember Mark's pshat fondly, even if, you know, not all of us, not of all,
if I don't remember,
not all of us were willing to sign on. Not all of us were willing to sign on in blood to it, but you know, again, it's certainly, you know, Zachor Latov. Okay, so Jacob. Noch weiter.
Mit Zorich lehaschel mit Nussel sam beschwach, keitzad maschil mesabrisch im Tchilo hayem seinu bimei terach um ufonov. Kof from Vitoon Achreya, Hevel Rod from Achreya, Avod Azor. It's interesting that he's, so this is really what, Arami Oved Avi?
Yeah, very good. In other
so
words,
it's not, he doesn't say Avodim Hayim.
Well, we're going to get to Arami Oved Avi in a second, but this is the basic, right? You go back even further, this is, right, Mitchila Avdi Avod Azor Hayov Oseinu.
Umesayim Bidasa Eretz, Shekirvonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekirvonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu La, Vehivdilonu Min Atam, Vehivdilonu Li Yehudo. Interesting formulation.
Yeah, very fascinating. Yep. Right, good. This is the Matchal Bignos and Messiah B'Shevach. The Rambam, of course, privileges, right, the theological trajectory as opposed to the, right, physical one, which is not an accident, right? Remember that it was a machokus between which two Amoraim that we already saw last time. Who had this dispute? The Rambam is passing like both of them, right? Hilchah Chabdin and Kitarvayhu. We said that almost every Rishon, with the exception of which Rishon, paskins not this way. Dov, Rabbeinu Yehonasan, right? But Rabbeinu Yehonasan on the Rif. Every other Rishon we saw paskins, right? Hilchah Chabdin and Kitarvayhu. The Chiddush of the Rambam is that he right. He privileges the theological transition from Gnos to Shavach over the physical liberation. Okay, all right.
It's interesting why they reverse that. Why would they reverse that order like that?
Why?
And all the bad that they perpetrated us.
Right, Umisayim.
Umisayim benisim flor shenasu lanu ubecheruseinu.
Right.
Uhu sheyidrosh me'arami ovid avi ad sheyigmar kol ha'parsha. Bechol Moshev Marich Bedrash Beparsha Zu Ahareza Meshuvah.
Okay, it's a little further.
Bechol Mishalo Omer Shloshet Dvarim Ela Blechol Misha Also Layotzei Rechavosav Elohim Pesach Matzu Murorim Pesach Al Shem Shepasach Hamokam Boruchu Al Batei Avosenu Mitzrayim Shenem Avamartem Zevach Pesach Ula Hashem. Merorim al shem shemiru hamitzrayim es chaye avosenu mitzrayim matza al shem shenig alu.
One more line, and then I just want to.
Dvarim ha'elu kulam heim nikroim ha'agah.
Okay, so without a shadow of a doubt, unequivocally, indisputably, the Rambam says that Rabbi Gamliel is a din in. Right, not like the Marsha, not like the Ramban. It's a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all about the Haggadah. Right, that's. Not disputable, right? That the Rambam is putting it all in the context of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's where he's quoting Rabbi Gamliel. However, what change did the Rambam make to Rabbi Gamliel's formulation that is very fascinating, and you immediately understand why?
Two, right? He changed the order.
Good. Where did he change the order?
Matzan Mara.
Right, but not on the front end, on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In other words, Rabbi Gamliel says Eluhein Pesach Matzu Marar.
Right, and in his explanation, he changed.
Right, in the explanation, he changed it. And Dov, why did he change it? Now that you pointed it out,
why?
Right? Obviously, he switched. Right, in Rabbi Gamliel, it's Pesach Matzah and Maror, and then Rabbi Gamliel consistently.
Yeah, because that's the order it happened. Right, the Gula Matzah is Matzah is for Gula, so it doesn't make sense.
Right, so just sharpen the language a little bit. You're correct, but just use the proper terminology.
Okay, so I'm not. Maror is al shum shemiru at Chayev Seder Mitzrayim.
Right.
So that was while we were in Egypt.
Right.
And Matzah is for Gula that we were taken out of Egypt.
You're 100% correct. So just wants to give. Nicely done, right? That it's right that for the Rambam it has to fit that fit that trajectory. Okay, dope. Very nicely done. What's the other change? You said there were two.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is a shame, but he adds via Martim Zeva Pesach. He adds in the source.
Well, right. But remember that's just from the continuation of the Mishnah.
Right. Okay.
But there is a second change, right?
Calls it Marorim as opposed to Marar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's that?
Calls it Marorim.
Right, that's true. I've thought a lot about that change. I don't think it's significant, but there's one other change that we should note.
It kind of shortens the matzah part, Hashem Shenigalu.
Yeah, doesn't he, as opposed to? And that distinction should be highlighted by Dov. What? What does he keep the same and what does he change? In other words, whether.
Well, for Murray, he keeps it.
What do you think? What do you think?
Well, you think it's a Bisman Hazah?
Certainly do. Nicely done. Okay, Jacob Nachweiter.
You don't think he was just getting his pen was getting his pen was getting tired at that point?
I know this isn't the topic of the thing, but it seems to indicate that being darshaning from Arami Ovid Avi until the end of that drasha, that's considered kol ha'marbeh l'saper. But you know anything?
That's where, because that's where the Mishnah says v'chol ha'marech harezim.
And just in that part.
In that area, right?
Okay, so any other part of the. Presumably,
wouldn't probably fit into that, right? Right, exactly. Because what does Rabbi Silber like to quote that? Since we already mentioned that, what's his term for that? I actually like this term very much. How did, the Arami Oviravi. That's one of the
cortex.
Cortex.
Oh, nicely done. Okay.
The Dvarim Ha'elu Kulam Hein Nikruin Ha'Agadah. Chol Dvar Darchai V'Adam LaHaris Es Atzma Ki'ilu Zubim V'Atzma Yotze Ata.
Okay, so let's just quickly review. The Rambam tweaked the language of the Mishnah in which three ways? Right, Laharos from Liros, right, which means that for the Rambam it's, as the Rav would have said, charismatic, right? It is, right, theatrical, right? You have to demonstrate it, right? And it's not ki'ilu hu atzmo, but ki'ilu hu atzmo yatsa ata, right? Mm-hmm. Right, so the extra usage of the term Be'atzmo and Ata, right, and we actually proved this year, right, we've discovered for the first time that it wasn't the Rambam's original shift, that where did this first appear? Dov?
No, I remember seeing it.
The Medrash Tanaim, right? We saw that it was originally a Medrash, so that was one of the big discoveries of this year, is that the Rambam wasn't the first one to make these changes, okay? So the Rambam thinks that that's a din d'oraisa, that you have to remember that you were an eved, okay? We'll talk about that tonight for the clergy pearls. What does that mean? In other words,
v'nifdesa,
okay? Okay, you got to read that word again. That was nowhere near enough for lefikach.
Lefikach,
right? Only because this is true. In other words, only because there's a chi of laharos do we have the following halachos.
Kishesoet adam belayla hazeh tzarech lecha v'lishtois v'hu mesiv derech chayre.
So what did the Rambam say? The din of X is a din in Y. The din of
Shibud is a din. That's why you.
The din of Heseba is a din in.
This is chartakia.
Laharos, right? That's what he means. Lefikach. Right, let's do it Tova Kleiner style, right? Lefikach. Okay. Right, so there's Heseba is a din in Laharos. So for the Rambam, the din of Laharos has two components. So how do we demonstrate that we were indeed redeemed ourselves by leaning and the din of the Dalet Kosas, right? These are two chidushim of the Rambam. Okay, now
Amosayai.
Right, that's just how you right.
Tzrichin Haseba B'shas Achilas Kazayas Matzah.
Oof. Okay. And just one more line here.
Hacharoses misa midivrei sofrim zecher litit shehayu avdim bo b'mitzrayim.
Tomorrow we're going to talk all about the charoses. Okay. So for the Rambam, what do you glean? Let's just put the two things together. B'shah sheish matzah maru menachim lefanecha. We planted a seed. And now, I don't know that we're quite ready to reap, but we're certainly getting closer to it. In other words, during the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Dov, what do you think? Put those two things together.
Well,
We know that Hasei, but let's just work through it systematically. Hasei, but for the Rambam, is a din of?
Of Haros.
Of Laharos. And Laharos is part of the framework of?
Of Sipur.
Correct. Okay. Well done. So now, if the Rambam is linking... nicely done. So the mitzvah b'chilas matzah has a component of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is expressed in which feature of it? We could pin it down. We could look under the scanning electron microscope and see exactly, right, on the atomic level, on the subatomic level, which part of the mitzvah b'chilas matzah connotes Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? The
eating in Haseba.
The Haseba part of it. And now, go back to the beginning, the seed that we planted. Right, B'shah Sheish Matzo Maro Munachim Lefanecha. What's the foreshadowing? What's the first sign that we have? The mitzvah Achilas Matzo will ultimately have a component of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to it.
Because it's Munachim.
Ooh, you're setting it up, right? That you've got it there. And you're saying that all these things aren't just props.
It's a plate.
Exactly, in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we're going to get to them. That's also going to be part of the story. Not just in potentia, right, by it being there, but actually, right, actualia, when you're going to eat it. In other words, what might be true is that what was true for the Ramban and the Maharsha at one plane is true for the Rambam in a different plane. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel, for them, was a din in the Achilas Matzah, because the Achilas Matzah itself carries with it a certain text. The Rambam doesn't believe that. Rabbi Gamliel is a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But are there two dimensions to Achilas Matzah? You bet. It's not two components of Achilas Matzah, but there are certainly two dimensions to it. There's the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah qua Achilas Matzah, by Erev Tochel Matzah. So then there's the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, which integrates into Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why it's done.
Is that why Rambam uses the Kazayit Matzah? Because he wants to be clear that he's distinguishing. He's saying there's an actual Shi'ur.
Right. Well, right.
The Sipur element of it.
Well, Kazayit is needed for Matzah qua Matzah as well.
And understood. But right. It's interesting that it's mentioned here.
It is interesting that it's mentioned there. I'll have to think about that more.
Because you don't go, for example, he's not giving you the shiur for the Arba Kosev.
No, he just did. In those ellipses, he did.
I'm sorry, did
I miss that? Yeah. Well, no, you missed it because
in the ellipses that aren't
right,
there. Okay,
right,
okay.
Yeah, okay. So, okay.
That,
so
that was...
So now, which part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is... I wanted to show you a dialectic within the dialectic, right? So this is... If it's true with the Rav, this is the contract the Rav tried to demonstrate, is the mitzvah Achilas Matzah has this additional component to it, namely the idea of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? So then which part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is it telling? As Rav Gamliel himself said, the part of the Matzah al Shem Sheh, in a word, Nigalu, and that's why we're doing the Haseba. The Haseba connotes Cheiros. But of course,
the Ayin is also there.
Exactly. But of course, we know that matzah
is
it's also lechemoni. So is there any way that we could show that for the Rambam, the charismatic dimension of the matzah, in other words, the Sipur component, actually moves in a dialectical direction?
It's the whole thing, right? It's of the Sephiroth.
Right, but can we show that within the matzah itself? The right, Rav Gamliel has the maror is accomplishing the... Right, the shibud part, and the matzah is accomplishing the geula part. Mm-hmm. So now let me try to prove to you. This is just what I think. The Rav didn't say this. I think that the matzah, even in the charismatic sense, has two components to it. So let's. I want to show you the Hagos Maimonius, and then I want to show you a Rambam. Okay. So. Okay, Victoria, you want to read the Hagos Maimonios here? This is about... By the way, I just wanted to know, in terms of the people here, how many matzahs does everybody take on Pesach? Do you guys do three?
Mm-hmm.
You do three? The Kleiners do three? Everybody here is three? Okay, yeah. Wow. The Rambam struck out big time in this group.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, so Victoria, why do we have three matzahs?
It's Maxwell House. Says.
What's that?
Because that's what Maxwell House
says. Ah, right. Rabbi Maxwell... House. Right. Right. So in the grade school, they tell the kindergarten teachers union has a very no. I've spoken to the head of the union leader about this. Is that any time a child asks a question about three, they're contractually obligated to tell you one of two things: Cohen, Levi, Israel, or Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And they're very consistent about this. Now, it doesn't matter whether there's any other source. Again, these are all union laws. They could lose their pension if they don't.
I thought it was since you're doing yachatz, you need to have quote unquote lecha mishnah.
So then we discover that there's this need for lecha mishnah instead of it later on. But again, you won't hear that in kindergarten because that's a union violation.
First grade,
they're part of the AFT. They have a different set of obligations, But the truth of the matter is that Gaos Maimonides says, right, it's all wrong. Okay, so let's take a look at that Gaos Maimonides.
So the Rambam you do have two by that point.
What's that? So, let's take a look first at the Gaos Maimonides. So first of all, who is the Gaos Maimonides?
He wrote
Talmud of the Maharam.
He's a Talmud of the Maharam Brunenberg. So he lived from? Right. He lived from 1250 to 1298. And the other, let's say, besides the Rush, the other great Talmud of the Maharam Brunenberg, the Mordechai, Rabbeinu Mordechai ben Hiddel, lived from 1260 to 1298. Now, why did they both die in 1298?
Obviously, there was some...
They were killed. They were killed in the Rindsfleisch massacres, right? Which is it's very...
Was that a crusade?
It was a quasi-crusade. It was a pogrom that had to do with... in southern Germany.
What was the place called?
Rindsfleisch.
Rindsfleisch?
Rindsfleisch was the name of this guy who was a butcher... and the actual massacre took place outside of what is now Nuremberg. So the Gaos Maimonides is a very, 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 very important Rishon, and he was very enamored of the Rambam. And what he'll do, his basic project is, okay, Rambam says this, and this is what Rebbe did. Rebbe means the Maharam Rutenberg, and here's where Rebbe agreed, here's where Rebbe disagreed. And it's just an awesome way of learning through the Rambam because it's...
But this was still at a time when you had to sort of socialize the Rambam to, throughout normative Judaism, no?
Yeah, for sure.
He was still on the outside for a lot of people.
Yeah, though more in Provence than ever in Ashkenaz. Actually, in Ashkenaz, he was, people liked him. In Provence, that's where all the controversy was, and to a certain extent in Catalonia as well. But in Ashkenaz, he was deeply respected, and they had their hands in the Rambam. They said, this is an amazing work, this is unbelievable, and... So you have a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg, which is just awesome for us, going through the Rambam and saying, okay, this is where Rebbe did it this way, Rebbe disagreed. Okay, so at Dafka, by the Pesach Seder, you get about 100 differences, which makes learning through the Rambam with... you can ask Harlan all about this, who couldn't be here today, but Harlan knows all of the machloks in... Well, that might be a slight exaggeration, but a lot of them between the Maharam Rutenberg...
Is that why he's not here now?
The Rambam? What's that? No, actually, he was otherwise... Actually, no. He had the best. He had the best line about the three matzahs. I said, "Why do you have three matzahs?" He said, "He says one was for Avram, the second was for Yoshua, and the third was for Heschel." So that's why he's not here. Okay. So let's take a look at how goes Maimonides.
Okay.
That is a good line.
Thank you, Rav Menachem. I don't know where he's from. Where is that?
What's that?
Where is that?
I don't know. I actually didn't know who this was. Yeah.
Okay. Rav Yom Tov. Amnam minahagin la'asat shalosha uma shenagul la'asat shalosha matzat shal mitzvah mimidah achat kederach yotze mibeit hasurim shemevi todah v'Yisrael yotzu mibeit hasurim bepesach ubetodah. So I guess,
Toda, yes.
What does
Shosh.
It have to do with...
Obetoda,
yes.
Okay, so that's good enough.
I'm
so
really getting where the
I'm
three
not following
fits in.
This either, yeah.
Jacob?
There's three different... There's three different kinds of challahs or matzahs that you give in a korban toda. I guess since we're celebrating our release from incarceration, as it were, so this is our Thanksgiving.
Well done. Okay, so Dov,
so
what are the
paradigm?
He's gonna say.
Yeah, it's a beautiful idea.
Yeah.
So what, Dov? What are the four cases where somebody's chayav d'oraisa to bring the korban toda?
It could be the same ones that we say everyone else has.
What's that? Yeah, yeah. What are they?
Yotze mibeit hasurim.
Right. Number one.
Illness.
Yeah. Good.
Traveling,
midbar, and the Yoledes has her own korban, and the fourth is you cross the sea, right? And all four, right? Some more literally, some more figuratively, apply to the Jewish people when they're coming out of Egypt. So the Maram, just a beautiful idea,
yeah.
Right? So that the Jews were coming out of, right, they're coming out of the Beis HaSurim, so the Chayiv Korban Toda. Korban Toda, right, let's say, comes with, right, 30 different, well, it comes with 4 different types of breads, but 30 of them are matzahs. So the 30 matzahs, right, you give one of each to the Kohen, so you have 3. Okay, so whatever you think.
Where does the 3 come from?
Because each, you give, of the 30 matzahs,
oh,
you give
10.
One of each group of 10, so there are 3.
Kohen.
Right, exactly. So here you're giving to God, you know, Hare Shalosh Matzos Lakoin, but Shalosh you osin meisar nachad gisim sechs nachos. Now you osin Shalosh Matzos meisar on the zecher ba'alma kenkas of Maram shamo me rabo harabbeinu Yitzchak me Vienna. Who's Rabbeinu Yitzchak of Vienna? The Rabbi of the Maram Rutenberg. Ladies and gentlemen, the Arzarua. The Arzarua, who is a Talmud of the Rav Yo, who is the grandson of the Ra'avan.
Lived in Vienna.
What's that?
Yeah,
Vienna.
What's that?
He lived in Vienna.
The Orzarua lived in Vienna, right?
Wow.
And so, and the Ra'avan, right, himself was, right, was a grand Talmud, right? The Ra'avan lives right around the time of Rashi. So literally, it's like all of Chachmei Ashkenaz came up with this idea. That's why we have the 3 matzahs again. The teacher unions are not permitted to share this.
Yeah. No, I really like this idea because matzah.
Isn't it a great idea?
Much with the korbanon, and we don't really talk about that.
Exactly, and this idea of korban toda. What's that?
Yeah.
No, the korban toda dafka did have chametz, but those are the other 10.
Which one did not have the chametz?
The mincha.
No. No korban besides the korban toda and the shtei lechem is allowed to have chametz.
Oh, okay.
We had that in last week's parsha.
Yeah.
Victoria.
Right.
What's the pasuk? Last week's parsha, where it says that there's no, you can't have the chametz. What's that? Ki kol seor v'chol chametz lo taktiri menu yishel Hashem. Okay, now, so that's why we have 3.
So it's interesting that this is the only one that has chametz.
It's fascinating that this is the only one that has chametz. Besides the shtei halachim. And why korban toda davka has chametz is really a fascinating story in its own right, for another time. Mirtz Hashem next year, we'll discuss that. Okay, so the Rambam says the following. Instead of 3, we have 2. Jacob, you want to finish off the Rambam,
okay,
since you read 4 so nicely?
Hilchos Chomes Matzah. Achachach Mavorach Alam Tfilas Yadayim.
Orachatz. Orachza, rather, sorry.
Lochach Shnei Rikikim. He takes 2.
2, not 3. So the Rambam said you have 2.
Cholak Echad Mehem Meneach Poros Meneach Poros Letoch Shalem Mavorach Mosadach Mavorach.
So why don't you have Lechem Mishnah? This is the only time on Shabbos or Yom Tov in your whole life you'll never have Lechem Mishnah, because you only have 1 full matzah and a half of matzah. So this is the coup de grace, right? Because the Rambam holds that the mitzvah achilas matzah isn't just the kiyum sipur yitzias mitzrayim on the level of matzah al shem shenigalu, but dialectically, at the very same moment, it carries with it the lechem oni. Isn't that awesome?
So why does no one do this?
What's that?
Does anyone do this?
Harlan and I.
At your seder.
What's that? When Harlan and I have 2 siddharim, there's a siddharim that we actually do, and then in parallel to that, we have a platonic seder in Favland, where we only follow the minhagim of the Rambam.
Right. I just think it's interesting if any community does this.
So Rambam.
Okay, so we're going to hold it up there. Tomorrow, we're going to talk all about how charoses is also a huge part of this story.
Rambam's just